Blog Talk Radio.
Show, and if it's Thursday, it's a throwdown on Russell Talk Across the Country podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, my Berg boys in the Pittsburgh area, Ralph Williams, Smokin' Jim Frazier, 347-205-9631, 45 minutes of Matt Talk along with Pittsburgh Sports. And if you missed this, catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast Platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. Take note, next week we will be on Wednesday, and we will have that time determined as we're trying to figure that time out. Don't worry, we'll have that up ready to go on Monday for you guys as we figure that time out. But it looks like we might go Wednesday, just so to keep it going, because Thursday is Thanksgiving. Other than that, let me roll the red carpet out, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic. Ralph, as I give it over to you, and then you'll give it over to Smoke and Jim, let everybody know how you guys can be reached, and then I'll be back in about 20, 25 minutes as I get this board going, my friends.
Thank you, Mark. You can get a hold of me, RalphWilliams737@gmail.com. You can also get a hold of me on Facebook, Twitter, Wimkin, and also on my YouTube channel, where you can see all my archived versions of all my shows, and including the ones I do here with Smokin' Jim Frazier, who is Smokin' Jim. How can everybody get a hold of you?
Hey, thanks, Ralph. I appreciate you and Mark. Instagram, Smokin' Jim Frazier. Facebook, Jim Frazier.
All right, Smokin' Jim, it's you and I for right now, which is great anyway, because we work together on Wednesday nights on Talk and Wrestling, and you're also my co-host on Sports Corner on Tuesday nights, live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch, along with me as well. I want to talk a little bit about the Survivor Series card we discussed off the air. Some of the matches have been released so far. We'll get your thoughts on these as soon as I read them off. Bianca Belair, Alexa Bliss, Asuka, Mia Yim, and a person to be determined versus Damage Control, Nikki Cross, and Rhea Ripley. Now, what's your thoughts on this match?
Man, that's a great one right off the bat. I think for right now, I would go with the group representing the EST, Bianca Belair.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll find a fifth person. Who, I don't know, and I hope it's not somebody like Dana Brooke or somebody that's a scrub. You know what I mean? You know, somebody that don't win. Oh. I think you know what I'm talking about. So,
But anyway,
SmackDown Women's Championship, Ronda Rousey versus Shotzi. What's your thoughts on that match?
You said Ronda Rousey?
Yeah, versus Shotzi.
Oh, man, you know I'm going with Ronda Rousey against anybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't think Shotzi stands a chance in this match. I agree with you on that one, Smoking Jim. I think that's going to be a pretty simple match for Ronda Rousey. Although Shotzi can wrestle, but I think she's got herself. You know what I said one time, Smoking Jim? If you remember when Stephanie McMahon first went up against Ronda Rousey, and I said this, and I'll say it again. I said, Stephanie, you don't know what you're getting yourself into with this woman. Do not take this match. You should have never got into that match. And she ended up getting her arm broken and a whole bunch of other stuff that went on. And my advice to Shotzi is you better be careful, better watch what you're getting yourself into. Because Ronda Rousey, definitely. And now that she's got Shayna Baszler with her, oh, my gosh, she's even more dangerous. So next, AJ Styles versus Finn Balor. Now, we're going to – what's your thoughts on this, and then I'll give you mine.
Man, that's going to be a tough one, man. Straight up, I like AJ Styles in a straight up match, but I got a feeling Ben is going to get some help, man.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess here because you got the OC on the one side, but Mia Yim's not going to be there, and so is Rhea Ripley's not going to be part of this either because they're in that War Games match. So this could be a pretty even affair here if things work out right. So we'll see. I'm going to take AJ on this. I think he's going to pull it out. AJ's another guy that when it comes to big matches, he shows up. Finn, sometimes he seems to lay an egg in big matches. So anyway, next, the male version of the War Games teams. The Bloodline, that's everybody in the Bloodline, versus the Brawling Brutes, Sheamus, Butch, and Ridge Holland, Drew McIntyre, and a person to be determined. Of course, I know what you're going to say, the Bloodline.
Yeah, even though I favor the Brawling Brutes, but I think the Bloodline is on a roll.
Yeah, I think that could happen as well. But you never know. This is a whole different format. They're going to be in a cage. We're going to find out what happens here, with this. But I probably see the Bloodline coming through with this. So we'll see how that works out. Next, United States Championship match. Seth Rollins versus Bobby Lashley versus Austin Theory in a triple threat match. What's your thoughts on that one?
Ooh, man. From what I've seen from Austin Theory this past Monday night, this is a man possessed. So it's really hard to beat somebody when they're in that state of mind. So I'm going to side with Austin Theory here.
Well, I think Bobby Lashley might get this title back. He's another possessed person. But the thing is, Bobby Lashley's a little more possessed than Austin Theory. So we'll see what happens. I'm not selling Austin Theory out, Smoking Jim. I believe that he can do it, but I believe Bobby Lashley's going to win the title back. I think he is. I think he represents Raw the best, I think. I like Seth Rollins. I think Seth does a good job. But I think they need to move Seth into other things a little more than the U.S. title. I think he's due for something, for another push at something. You know what I mean? So we'll see what goes on with this. But, that could be the case. So far, those are the matches that have been announced. There may be a few more added. But at this time, that's the match is there. We talked yesterday about the Randy Orton situation. He's in the hospital. He just had surgery. We had some injured wrestlers that are supposed to be coming back real soon. But here's a wrestler I want to talk about tonight, Smoking Jim, Charlotte Flair. We seem to have kind of left her out in the line, out of the picture a little bit here. And I find out from a couple reports that she's still out from when she married Andrade. And I have news about him as well. But anyway, from Andrade, And she's still taking some time off. I don't know if to enjoy the wedding or if she's banged up with some injuries that we don't know about. But there's stories about her coming back around Royal Rumble time, which would be perfect. She could be in the Women's Royal Rumble and win the match and, get back into the championship hunt. I think the WWE is going to go in that direction. What do you think about this?
Well, if anybody earned the right to have some time off, it's Charlotte Flair. I don't think she's going to retire. I think she got some years left in her, and she still got the love for wrestling. But I hope she enjoys her time off and don't rush back. Come back when she's ready.
Yeah, that's what I think some of these athletes need to do. And I think that her Marion Andrade and everything, and she wants to enjoy that little time off and relaxation that she has. Now, speaking of Andrade, I found out from a report today that Andrade has been suspended by AEW for that scuffle he had with Sammy Guevara in the back locker room. And it seems like Tony Khan now is starting to suspend all these guys every time they have some kind of a scuffle in the back. So now the latest is Andrade. That's why he hasn't been on TV the last couple of weeks. He has been suspended for that. I don't know if any punishment's going to come down on Sammy Guevara. Although he was wrestling last night with Jericho, and they lost to Claudio Castagnoli and Bryan Danielson on Dynamite last night, which I was quite surprised. I was hoping Jericho would try to get the best of them guys, but. You know, Bryan Danielson and Claudio Castagnoli, as you well know, are guys who, and I've said this many times, I use John Cena as an example, when it comes to big matches, they seem to come around. What's your thoughts on this?
I was just going to say I'm interested in your thoughts there, man. That's deep, brother.
Yeah, it is. I think that they're, when you spell Bryan Danielson out, despite the fact he hasn't won too many matches lately, but of course, Chris Jericho's been in the same boat more or less, except for his championship match, matches with his, now that he's the ROH heavyweight champion. But he hasn't been able to win some of these matches like this for a while. I mean, it seems like every time he tries to win a match like this, when he's teamed up with somebody, he seems to, blow it. And I don't know. And that's when I think Bryan Danielson and Claudio Castagnoli come around with this. And the thing I'm concerned about with AEW right now is the big thing now is Samoa Joe is a heel. We talked about this last night. He's going after Wardlow for his belt as well. And you could see that. But last night, the interesting story here is that Samoa Joe didn't know this, but Powerhouse Hobbs now wants some kind of a belt. So now he's going after Samoa Joe and his TV title as well. He's trying to get into that. So now Hobbs is going to start creating a rivalry with both Wardlow and Samoa Joe because he wants gold. So I think, but Powerhouse Hobbs could do something. He's a big guy. He's a good wrestler. And so we'll see what he does here. But Samoa Joe, he always seems to survive as well. And I think Wardlow's going to continue to be the TNT champ. What's your thinking on this?
Yeah, man, I'm right with you, man. Stock, lock, and barrel, man. Like I always tell people, man, there's nobody in the state of Pennsylvania that understands and can articulate the wrestling game as well as you, brother.
I appreciate that. Thank you. And we discussed about Nick Altus last night him and his wife, Mickey James. They're possibly going into a new startup company. But the story I got today was if the startup company's not working, WWE could be their calling. And Nick Altus would be a great addition to the WWE. Also, I wanted to tell you about Robert Roode used to team up with Dolph Ziggler. Robert Roode was hurt. He had some kind of injury or something, and he was training wrestlers. He's set to come back soon. They said the beginning of the year, probably the Royal Rumble, he'll be back. I think the Royal Rumble, Smokin' Jim, is going to be the pay-per-view that the wrestlers that are out are going to be, some of them are going to probably be coming back. There's been stories about Big E coming back then. There's also, all different kind of rumors about wrestlers making a comeback. Sasha Banks and Naomi in the female one. And so we're going to find out. I think the Royal Rumble is going to be the pay-per-view where we're going to see a lot of wrestlers come back into the fold by being part of their respective matches. What's your thoughts on this? Are you there, Smoking Jim?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? My phone was breaking up. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, yeah. I said, what's your thoughts on the Royal Rumble being the pay-per-view that I believe everybody's going to be coming back on? They're talking about Sasha Banks, Naomi, Charlotte Flair. They're talking about Big E possibly coming back for the Royal Rumble. So what's your thoughts on that?
I was enjoying seeing the commercial with Sasha Banks, so I was hoping that was a prelude of her returning to her platform. So yeah, I'm excited about the Royal Rumble, man. It's going to be outstanding, brother.
Oh, it's going to be, and you know what's funny? The reason I like it, Smoking Jim, is because the Royal Rumble, you never know who's going to win. And the interesting thing is you really don't know who's going to win. And there's going to be some hungry guys for this and women for this, because, you got Charlotte Flair, you got Sasha Banks trying to come back, you got Naomi trying to come back into the fold. So those three women right there are going to be hungry for some belts. So I think you're going to see a little bit of that. And I think if Sasha Banks and Naomi team up again, I think they can take out Damage Control. I really believe that. And, I don't see Bayley, beating Bianca Belair at any stretch in time at this point. But we'll see what happens with that down the road. We could see them again battling at either the December pay-per-view. Or they're talking. Also, I wanted to discuss with you, and I forgot last night, they're bringing back the King of the Ring. But this time they're going to bring it back, Smoking Jim, as a pay-per-view. Triple H said it's been a joke for too long, and now they want to make it serious again, and they're actually having it one-night pay-per-view. They're going to have some qualifying matches during SmackDown and Raw, but they're talking about bringing the pay-per-view back, and everybody, there's going to be, just a pay-per-view for the King of the Ring. The matches the tournament may happen that night, and then whoever wins the tournament is going to have to, or whoever the two guys left in the tournament are going to have to go up against each other at the end of the night. So, what do you think about this? Smoking Jim? Hello?
Hey, Ralph, you know how to pump me up, brother. Tell you what, man.
Yeah, I got you covered. I just got back in, and as we get all these guys loaded up, let me get to some of these questions, because a lot of questions are coming in, boys. Chris coming in from Spokane, Washington. He said he's getting excited for a Survivor Series. He thinks Austin Theory might win this. I kind of think they're going to keep it. They're not going to take it in off of Seth Rollins. I think Rollins will hold on to this. I don't know what you think, Ralph. I think this is just smoke and mirrors with these other two participants. I think what you could see down the line is Lashley and Theory going at it, but I can't see them taking it off this quick off of Rollins. It would be really, really dumb. Ralph, you first. We'll give it over to Smoke and Jim, and then I got a couple more comments coming through here.
Yeah, like I said earlier, Mark, I think Lashley will get it back. I like Lashley a lot. I believe it. But you're right, though. And I think Seth Rollins is the face of the show, Raw. He's the face right now. He's the U.S. title. That is the face of the show right now until we figure out what they're going to do with these belts that Roman Reigns has, whether or not they're going to separate them again or if he's just going to continue to keep both belts. We have to figure out how that's going to work out. But until then, I see Seth Rollins probably hanging on to it or Lashley taking it back, and then maybe Theory, getting into some kind of a feud with either Rollins or Lashley, like you said. I see that's the scenario I'm painting on this.
Smoking Jim?
Yeah, I think what, Mark, I agree 100% with Ralph, man.
Well, here's the thing. I think when you give it to Lashley, then you play that back and forth game. I just can't, I think with Seth being the face, Seth building up steam, I just think, I don't even know why they would push this Lashley back into it. I would have let Lashley walk after the Lesnar and build another feud with somebody else.
Yeah,
I don't know, Ralph. What do you have any?
Yeah, you're probably right on that because I thought Lashley was going to beat Lesnar because, as I've said before many times, Triple H really. I'm not saying he doesn't like Lesnar. Lesnar produces ratings, but Lesnar's just a part-time wrestler here. And I think even though Roman Reigns is considerably, but at least he tags up with the Usos. At least you see him on the show. Lesnar don't even show up at all unless it has to do with the pay-per-view that he wants to be on. And he's getting $1 million a match part-time. And as I said many times, yeah, he's trying to get this butcher business started with his family. They already got some butcher stores or whatever up in Canada and things like that. He's not really interested in being a full-time wrestler anymore. And I think Triple H wants to see a little bit more of a full-time kind of a champion. So, perhaps, I was real surprised when Brock Lesnar beat him. I really was.
Smoking Jim?
Well, I tell you what, man, I'm fired up for Monday Night Rollins. And I gotta agree with you, Mark. I was surprised that they brought, Bobby Lesnar back in. It looked like everything is circled around Seth freaking Rollins. He even dyed his hair a different color, man.
Yeah.
To help out his
God, this is funny. Adam coming in, and he's coming in from Del Amo, California. Seth Rollins looks like Peter Frampton. Well, yeah, he could. And he says, "How about Carlos Valderrama, the guy that used to play for the Colombian national soccer team?" Yeah, I like Seth when he used to come out with it slick back. He had the regular black hair, rubber band type of thing. I don't know. Now it just looks like he's coming out with a blow dryer on it, man. I'm going, what's going on here, man? That's the thing.
They said he was going to change his hairstyle, but I didn't think it was going to be like that. They said he was going to go back to the way it was when he was with the Shield. But I didn't expect it like this, Mark, and Smoking Jim. I thought it was going to be like it was when he had it with the Shield. That's what they had originally said. I guess maybe they changed their mind on it, or he changed his mind on it, one or the other.
Well, Lenny coming in from Austin, Texas, heard the show yesterday. He says, guys, you were talking about maybe guys turning on the Bloodline, Jimmy Uso turning. I think he got it all wrong. Sami Zayn is going to be the guy that probably turns on those guys. There's no way Sami Zayn is going to stay in there and kick one of those Usos out. Get your facts right, guys. Great show, but that's not happening. Well, Lenny, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I think I was the one that thought, Sami Zayn was going to turn on them, and I think, Ralph, you thought it was going to be one of those Usos.
Yeah, well, that was just a rumor. I mean, rumors go around all the time, and I've even said it, that there's rumors going around. And, and the rumor that I'm hearing right now is that Jey Uso is going to get kicked out of the Bloodline, and that Sami Zayn is Roman Reigns is going to keep Sami Zayn in there. You know, sometimes, and I've said this many times, Mark and Smoke and Jim, and I think Smoke and Jim and you, Mark, will agree with me on this.
Yeah.
Friendship is friendship. Family is family, but business is business. And when business isn't where it's supposed to be, even though you're family, you still that doesn't make anything. Business always goes to the top. You know what I mean? Even though there's family involved, business always goes to the top. And sometimes you have to separate that. And maybe that's what Roman Reigns is going to do in this rumor. Now, I don't know. I mean, and now Kevin Owens is hurt again, Mark. He's got a knee injury from a live event. He's not going to be back for a while. So that the Owens-Sami Zayn thing that we all talked about, that's not going to happen right now. That's going to happen later because he's hurt now. So that puts a
date
in the plans for that.
Smoking Jim, any thought to that? And I'll get some more. We're getting a loaded show here. And guys, just so you know, next Wednesday, the time has now been confirmed, it looks like. It'll be 3 o'clock Pacific time, 6 o'clock Eastern, and that'll be a loaded Wednesday with a lot of shows. Moving the Chains podcast with Daniel Orsino out of Charlotte. Billy North will come back with Vida Blue. We will be on in Orlando with Kyle Nash, and then we will finish it with Peter Blake in Tampa, Florida. So a lot of stuff next Wednesday. We didn't want to push this. We wanted to load it up the day before Thanksgiving. So, guys, take note. 6 o'clock Eastern next Wednesday, we roll it.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be 8 or 7, Mark, but that's fine.
Well, yeah, the only thing we had to do, and, you know, with these other shows, it was just so tough to move them all over, and I figured, you know what, I could do one of them. And hopefully that works across the board, but does that work for you guys? Okay, great.
Yeah, that works for me.
Okay. And hopefully Smoke and Jim, we can get him confirmed on it because I know the listeners love him just as well. And Clayton Truchar texting in saying, guys, I miss you guys today. I got the notice late, but, you know, I want to get in there. So no worries, Clayton. We got you covered. I know this train is starting to pick up some steam, so we're just blessed to have you in here as well, too. Yeah, Smoking Jim, any take on that with the Usos, and then I'll get some other comments.
Well, I tell you what, I'm not going to eat turkey all next week, because I don't want to get sleepy. With that kind of lineup, I don't want to miss any of the shows, Mark. It's going to be great all week next week with the lineup and the shows that you have on your platform. But, hey, I just think it's the Usos' time. You know, I like the Brutes. You know, I think New Day has a shot at it, but I just think it's the Usos' time right now, and I don't think they're going to lose.
Well, I think I don't think you're going to lose either. I mean, I think this train's going into the summer. It could go into SummerSlam, but it's definitely going into WrestleMania. You know, I don't want to put the horse ahead of the cart here, you know, or the cart ahead of the horse in that frame of mind, you know, but I will tell you this. It's going to take somebody. You know, we talked about it yesterday in Tampa with Peter Blake, Ralph. Logan Paul was never going to take the title away from Roman Reigns. It's just not happening. It's going to be somebody that's getting a great push, that hasn't been a consistent run, that's going to be in the company for a long time, that's going to pull the belts. And it's not going to be some of these fly-by-nighters that are coming through. That's why I said, and I'm willing to bet that thing down, that Seth Rollins will walk out of their Survivor Series with the belt. It's just not going to happen. I don't think Lashley can handle it as far as holding it. He's a brute, but he just doesn't have the mic skills Rollins has. In theory, he's just not a guy that's going to carry the company. So, the case in point, I will get to some more questions here. God, this guy's definitely going against us. This is Mike coming in from Chelmsford, Mass. He says, guys, You know, you always knock the Judgment Day. The Judgment Day is probably one of the best factions out there. How dare you guys rip Dominic each and every week, along with Damian Priest and Finn Balor and Rhea Ripley. That faction is better than the Shield and better than Nexus. You know, show me a faction better than that. Whoa. Okay, Mike, out of Massachusetts, I don't know if you're drinking too much or when did you start drinking, but no way in hell are these guys better than these factions you just mentioned. And Dominic Mysterio reminds me of Stephanie McMahon when she would grab the mics. You couldn't tell if she was mad or happy. She just, when she gave you that mad face, it looked like it was just framed. Ralph, will you put the guy in Chelmsford, Massachusetts in his place? Alongside them, we'll give it over to Smoking Jim.
I have one thing. Look, I'm laughing so hard I can't even stop laughing to talk.
Is he related to the Judgment Day?
I can't stop laughing. I'm laughing so hard I'm
pulling my pants. No, but is this guy related to the Judgment Day? That's what I like to know. Mike, are you related? Is Rhea Ripley a long-lost cousin or a sister? Because Dominic Mysterio, I never cared for Dominic Mysterio when he had that feud going with that other guy and his sister. What was that guy's name? I lost my train of thought. He was the bodyguard of Seth Rollins.
Well, we talked last night, Mark, with you and myself and Peter Blake, that we thought that Dominic should have ran through NXT before he came up. And you know, we had that discussion last night,
you bring up a great point, but who is the dude? Now we're gonna have to reach out to our listeners. Who is the dude that Seth Rollins hired as his bodyguard? Then he turned on him and he started dating the Mysterio's daughter.
That was Buddy Murphy.
Murphy even had a better thing than Dominic. I think Dominic Mysterio, now we got this dude is running off his father's coattails. He sucks. Smoking Jim, we're revved up a week before Thanksgiving. I don't know what your take is on Dominic Mysterio, but it needs to go.
Hey, has that guy ever heard of the NWO and the Four Horsemen? Those guys, they made factions. Though that was a good factions back in the day. Those factions could blow Judgment Day, couldn't even pull Ric Flair's or Hulk Hogan's jock anywhere. Okay? That's as simple as that about the Judgment Day.
No, yeah, exactly. Let's bring up the Four Horsemen, bring up NWO, bring up anything you want, and this guy claims the Judgment Day is better than all that. Put down the peace pipe, get out of the 69 VW bus. You're absolutely drunk, Michael, from Chelmsford, Massachusetts.
Or he's drinking some kind of Kool-Aid or something, man. Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow.
Smoking Jim, any take on the guy out of Massachusetts is claiming the Judgment Day is probably the best thing since James Taylor recited in the Cape Cod.
Well, I tell you what, the group is very new, and I don't think they have lasting power. I don't think they're going to stick together long. But I'm starting to warm up a little bit to Dominic. They said on the show, behind every good man, there's a great woman. He got a great woman behind him. And I like the way he comes off. I like the way he comes off that top rope, man. He's fearless, so. We'll see how many matches we can continue to pile up with.
Well, Gary coming in from Utica, New York, basically says, guys, great show as always, but you're absolutely right. Have you ever seen how Dominic was trying to bait Damian Priest to get in it with Shelton Benjamin? It looked like a little boy begging his father for a Snickers bar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was. I'm going to tell you this right now, guys. If it wasn't for Damian Priest and the boys being there, I don't think, and Rhea there, I don't think Dominic wins that match against Shelton Benjamin, because that Shelton Benjamin is a good wrestler. He was trained by Kurt Angle. He competed, you know, he was a great college wrestler, and he's done great things in wrestling. I mean, he's been a tag team champion a few times over. And I mean, you know, so Shelton Benjamin's been there and he's done it. And when he said, I'm going to give the spanking, you know, I wish your father would give you, you know what I mean? He's right about that, but that's if it's a fair fight, all right? When the Judgment
right.
Day gets involved, Dominic loses that match. I'll guarantee it.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt about that. You called it right there down the middle. That's the ace dropping down the table to win this match. You're exactly right, Ralph. Smoking Jim, I know you like the Dominic on this, but I got to agree with Ralph on this. I don't think this guy's got wrestling skills. I just never cared when he'd come out with his father and the whole thing. I just think he needs to take a crash course in maybe customer service skills or something, because he just can't talk. I mean, you know, there's certain guys you just don't want to give the mic and talk. He's right up there with Stephanie McMahon himself, Finn Balor, Damian Priest. I mean, these kind of guys, you don't give these kind of guys the mic, man. You give it to guys like Bray Wyatt, Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, you know, and it could go on and on. This is almost like giving Virgil the mic and saying, hey, represent the million-dollar man here. It just doesn't have it. These kind of guys don't have it. Now we're getting a lot of comments.
Great point.
The Judgment Day, I'm going to go up against AJ Styles and I'm going to take him out because I'm Finn Balor. Oh, my gosh.
No, you're right.
Damian Priest, he's horrible mic skills. They all are. Rhea Ripley as well. They just, none of them have any kind of mic skills. And for some strange reason, I just don't see that faction lasting. The only reason that faction's together to begin with is because, first of all, Damian Priest really hasn't done much in the WWE. And then Finn Balor, everything he does, he seems to fail at. And then Dominic Mysterio is a lost soul, as Pink Floyd would say, a lost soul swimming in a fishbowl. Okay? And then you got Rhea Ripley, who was hurt for a little while before the Judgment Day started up. And then all of a sudden now she's back trying to resurrect her career through Judgment Day. So that's all that faction is. And factions like that, they don't last at all. They don't have a key star in that faction. At least with the Four Horsemen, you had Ric Flair, you had Tully Blanchard, you had Arn Anderson, you had Ole Anderson, and then you had a whole bunch of combinations of the Four Horsemen. And even after those guys left, you still had Mike Rotunda. You still had the late Steve Mongo McMichael. You still had Lex Luger. You still had Barry Windham. I mean, you had a bunch of good guys. The late Chris Benoit was even in the Horsemen for a little while. Sting. So, I mean, at least you had guys that had some kind of notoriety of a name. None of them in that Judgment Day have a name. None of them. None of them have done anything lately or anything. None.
No doubt about it. Last 6 minutes of this great show as we wind this thing down. I know we always throw the sports. It's what's going on in Pittsburgh. We talked about the Steelers taking out the Saints. We kind of figured that was coming with a week off. Now they get Cincinnati. Ralph, any take on what you're expecting? I think the Steelers beat the Bengals.
I believe that to be the case because the defense is starting to get back. We have a pretty decent reporter here who's well-known, Jerry Dulac from the Post-Gazette here. And he said today on his Steeler report that we finally have our defensive backfield back, pretty much, except for Kia Witherspoon, which he hasn't done much anyway. But anyhow, I saw this win against the Saints last week. Dennis Allen is not a good coach, Mark. He coached with the Jokeland Raiders when they were the Jokeland Raiders. And basically, you know, he was not a good coach there, and I didn't expect him to be a good coach now. Just like Todd Bowles down in Tampa Bay, he wasn't a good coach, head coach with the Jets, and he's not a good head coach now. The only reason Bulls is there now, it's because Arians stepped down and they let Bulls slide in there, okay? And he's friends with Arians. So that goes to show you where, you know, how that's going, okay? So, yeah, I think they beat the Bengals because their offensive line stinks. It's still a work in progress. They keep shuffling guys in and out due to injury. And I think the Steeler defense, Watt's back, Minka may be back. And, you know, I think our defense is going to start coming around toward the rest of the season here.
No doubt about it. Smoking Jim, any take on the Steelers-Bengals? We look like we're taking the Steelers.
Yeah,
who are you going after?
I think the Bengals will put another nail in that Steelers coffin on Sunday, man. It's a bad matchup. The Bengals are coming off of a bye week. They're fresh. They was playing good football going into the bye week. They're getting healthy. They got everybody back except for Jamar Chase. And they got revenge. And revenge is always best served cold. The Steelers beat them in the opening game, and it's going to be freezing. It's going to be freezing on Sunday, and I think the Bengals is going to take it out on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Talking about nails and coffins, out here in Los Angeles, the Rams are definitely in the coffin, and they're buried. They're not going anywhere. You look up stress in the dictionary, you see a picture of Sean McVay. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Super Bowl hangover, and it continued into the regular season. Not signing a key component in Von Miller. Matthew Stafford got a concussion. They can't run the football. They haven't had a 100-yard runner. They're the only team in the league that hasn't had a 100-yard runner this year after 10 games. And basically, their longest run has been 26 yards. The defense has been torched. Yeah, the Rams are dead. There, you can put a nail in that coffin as far as that goes. I will tell you this, guys, as we swing this thing around in the last 3 minutes, Paul Goldschmidt, National League MVP.
Wow, that's great. That's good to hear. Seems like, I'm hearing stories now, Mark, that, the GM for the Astros, he got fired because supposedly he said some things. I don't know what happened, but he got fired after the World Series. And then now I'm hearing some stories the Astros are involved in some other kind of scandal again or something else now. So I don't know if they're doing it because of the past scandal or the World Series or both, but, you know, we'll see what goes on down the road here.
Yeah, it's sad. Every time the Patriots or the Astros win something, we keep having these scandals. And now coming over the wire, Smoking Jim, Aaron Judge wins the American League MVP. Cy Young went to Justin Verlander last night, but did anybody think Ohtani was going to knock off an historic run by Judge this year? I kind of figured Judge was the MVP.
Yeah, I did too. You know, what a great historical season for him. I knew it would probably be a close vote, but now we got to see whether Judge stays with the Yankees or goes with the Mets. What do you think, Mark?
I think he's going to end up in the Padres or the Giants, so this will be interesting.
Wow.
I really think he'll end up in San Diego, my first choice, because Soto's under club control for two more years. Fernando Tatis almost pretty much comes back as a free agent with that team. Manny Machado in there. Cronenworth, they'll shore up the pitching. Watch out, if he comes to San Diego, man, you're going to have it'll remind me of Bambi's brew crew out there in Milwaukee when they were loaded with talent. So I don't know how much money they got in San Diego, but if he ends down there, fish tacos and 365 days a year. As we wind this sucker. Yeah.
Hey, guys, I just got a text from a well-known source here. They said tonight that the Pirates made a trade. They traded Brian Reynolds to the Oakland A's for 3-1-15 pitchers and a janitor. So I just want to let you know.
Wow. Wow. No Brian Reynolds leaving Pittsburgh, man. We're trying to get some more G-Man choice out there. Oh, my gosh. As we wind this thing up, Ralph, we'll be back, I know, next Wednesday, 6 o'clock Eastern to 6:45, 3 to 3:45 on the West Coast out here. tell everybody how you can get a hold of, and I know later that night it'll be Tampa, Florida with you too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can get a hold of me, ralph437@gmail.com. You can also get a hold of me on Twitch, Facebook, and Wimkin, and also on my YouTube channel. You can check all my archive shows with myself and Smoking Jim as well, you know, as he's my co-host on two other shows as well. So you can check those out also. And check the archive
Smoking
version
Jim.
Of this show out.
Yeah, we love him too, man. It's amazing to see how far we've hit the show. We've hit over 500 today. Smoking Jim, any final takes, and how can people get a hold of you?
Instagram, Smoking Jim Frazier. Facebook, Jim Frazier.
Okay, yours truly, Mark Mancini, can be reached, well, across any media platform with Mancini on it. Stay tuned at the top of the hour, that crazy show out of Indianapolis where you don't even know what the hell they're cooking up, the Eat Me cooking show. John, Eli, Peggy, Ray, wow.
I'm still laughing.
And then it'll be on to
day.
Phoenix, Arizona, Hannah Chime with Cornelius Brad Hanna as we find out what's going on in Mexico with the Cardinals and the 49ers. Till next week, guys. Mark it down. Check it. Tell your friends. We're picking up steam here. Wrestle Talk Across the Country on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast
platform. Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, guys, for listening.